You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome back. Final hour has arrived. We thank all of you for being here, a number of guests and analysis. We'll spend some time taking your phone calls and react to all of this. And Davis, first up, final hour from Wisconsin. Hello, Davis.
Chief Fasty, Father, in February, 11 months ago, you told me Mississippi State would be 11-4. I'm 8-4. He never stirred me wrong. You're right up there with Secretary by 26 and a half lengths. Shalom and aloha.
Thank you. Shalom, does that mix with aloha or not? I don't know. Robbie is in Georgia. Hello, Robbie.
Hello, Paul. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have two comments to make. First of all, I have a look alike alert. I think Josh Heupel and Chumley of Pawn Stars look alike. And next, he's only been gone 2 years. Have we forgotten what El Rushbo called the drive-by media?
Oh yeah, that was one of his favorites. The drive-bys, yeah, are at it again.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these media reports are just that: drive-by, light a fire, and go to the next story, and let someone else pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times people do need to know certain things, but. Even though I think the mistake was writing it, I think the bigger mistake was trying to defend it. It's not really defensible.
Right. But you do remember the drive-by media.
Oh, no. I used to be a member of the drive-by, so I'm pretty well aware of what they do.
Okay. Well, I was waiting all day to hear someone refer to it as that, but I just wanted to get it in and thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, a ditto head there calling in.
That's right.
Reverend Phil is in North Carolina. Hello, Reverend.
Hey, Paul. I called you Friday. I was still working on my sermon for Sunday. And,
oh, yeah. Did you make it?
I was looking for material, and, you seem concerned about me, and I appreciated that.
Well,
concern.
I don't want the right reverend to walk up there on Sunday and fall flat. It's hard enough keeping the audience's attention.
Well, I will tell you this. When I'm finished with the sermon, I tell my wife that I have baked the donuts. And when she's sitting out there and she hears a sermon that she's heard before, she will tell me, I think you reheated those donuts or microwaved those donuts. And I will say this, that she was absent on Sunday, and it is probably a good thing because she might have called me into account.
Hey, I have to ask you this because I know there's nothing. I mean, your wife is normally going to be there. Does that make it? Do you try to? Is it difficult having to do this in front of her?
That's an excellent question, Paul. Yeah, I am very careful about not presenting myself as, any better human being than I actually am. Otherwise,
yeah, can you imagine wife's in the audience and you're the reverend and you're going and you're looking at her and she goes, she knows I'm not half the man this I'm trying to make myself out to be. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, she's got no compunction whatsoever about calling me out on that,
man.
None whatsoever. But listen, the reason I called was, I don't know enough about the press to speak to how they've been handling this, but when I heard the terrible news about the young people in Georgia, I immediately assumed that some bad choices had been made. But that doesn't take away from the tragedy of it, because whatever bad choices they made, the very worst possible consequences came out of it. And I can't speak for everybody, but I am thankful that I have not, for my bad choices, I've not had to suffer through the very worst possible consequences of them. And so, yeah, I mean, that's essentially what I wanted to say, Paul.
Reb, it sounds like you got next Sunday's sermon in the oven right now. The choices.
Yeah, you know, Paul, I think you're right, and maybe I won't be under the stress of a Friday afternoon watching the Paul Feinbaum show to find, you know, one opening joke for
it.
Well,
it's kind of the antithesis of that Garth Brooks song about unanswered prayers. These are the things that I got away with. You tell me where what part of the state are you in? I want to ask specifically where you are.
My church is in sort of the Sand Hills of North Carolina. And listen, it's a very progressive, good-humored church. And so knowing that I get some material from the Paul Feinbaum show, I think they probably enjoy that.
I'm probably not that well known up on the Sand Hills, but you could help the show by talking about us and maybe, but I think, listen, you tell me, but the sermons that I've always liked the most are the ones that can relate to things more than, I mean, I realize everything has to have a premise. Not that I'm trying to write a sermon here, but I would think the real world makes it easier to communicate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why, all kidding aside, I mean, I often listen to your show and think the human relationships are playing out, some of them longstanding relationships that have been through ups and downs. And, it's human connections that drive at least most of my messages. I'll leave the sermons that have some very clear definitions of who God is and who isn't, who God isn't to some other folks that may have a clear vision.
Yeah. Reverend, I can't wait to hear from you again. Thank you so much.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know what I think this guy's doing?
What's that?
I think he's trolling our show for material.
That's right.
And he feels guilty about it.
This is his way of paying.
Because he's a man. He said it right there. He's listening. He's watching. And then he's going to use what he finds here and work that into a message on Sunday morning.
That's scary, isn't it?
Should we feel, let's ask the right Reverend William from Maryville to help us out of this.
Boy, I've never been given that honorable title before, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
You know, I picked up in the middle, I turned on in the middle of your conversation about the Georgia players and the visit to the strip club. Were you saying that should not have been reported?
I was asking the question, by reporting it, are you connecting one to the other?
Well, I thought, and I read the first paragraph of the article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and the first paragraph raised the issue of what the rules were in regard to staff and players, you know, socializing. I mean, you know, in the NFL, if you play for the NFL, you're not supposed to date the cheerleaders. And I certainly think that that analysis or that discussion is appropriate. Now, you know, last week we talked about it was grieving time. Unfortunately, it's probably lawyer time now for the family of the deceased young man and the two injured people.
Explain to us how that fact is germane to this story.
Well, I think it's germane. Well, it's germane to the issue of fraternization, because of whether or not there's a policy within the Georgia Athletic Department.
Right.
I think it's germane to the issue of liability. You know, the young lady that died was driving the car. Whose car was it? Who was the insurance on the car? The deceased young man and the two survivors, do they have claims against her estate or against her insurance because she was impaired? And I think having visited the club, you know, 15 minutes before the wreck, it's certainly germane to whether or not they were drinking and consuming alcohol or doing something else that could go to the issue of liability to either the parents of the young man that was deceased or the two survivors in regard to their damages. And so I think it's very germane. I mean, again, whether they were at a strip club or whether they were at a bar or whether they were at another restaurant serving alcohol, certainly her level of impairment is germane to liability. And unfortunately, then the next question becomes, was there some sort of policy, against fraternization? Was she technically, some sort of acting in some capacity on behalf of the university, which would then give a really deep pocket to those families if, in fact, the athletic department or university had some sort of complicity. And I don't know that they do, but I guess the question is, what was the relationship? What were the policies? And, whether or not the university could be held liable.
Okay, those are all fair, and I don't know where we are on that, but we do need to take a short break. We're coming right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back here on a Monday night. Jim is up next.
I tell you what, there's something in the air. There's something changing. Of course, I know that Sir William, the lawyer, Esquire, or whatever you call it, for the Feinbaum Show, is probably like a lot of us, doesn't care for Georgia because he's a Tennessee guy. Of course, but anyway, Paul, I'll tell you what, that was an important call. It was intellectual dignity on the part of Lawyer William, and I really loved the call because it was important. It needs to be that way, and you should have. He took issue with you, and now he really wasn't taking issue with you. He was taking issue with the whole situation of the equal justice or equal time, so to speak, and that was needed, and that's why that article was very important. Look what Alabama went through with all the accusations they went through with, back 8 or 9 years ago. I can't even remember the name of the guy on marijuana. All the attacks that Alabama's endured. Absolutely, Georgia deserves some kind of scrutiny and overlooking on this. I mean, looking over on these situations like what happened the other night.
Yeah, I think this is a rather strange time to be playing office handbook law, which I think would be the case. I mean, whether this lady worked, where she fit in the hierarchy at Alabama, was it really necessary? I think this is the question, to report that information without really knowing the connection. And if we have the toxicology report, which we don't, then yes, where they consumed alcohol could be a very important mitigating factor, but we don't have that yet.
Well, also the fact that they were drunk and that accident happened.
We don't know that, though. I guess is my. I mean, I don't think
anyone.
We don't know it, but we
need to. That excellent call by William.
Jim, my question to you is, why do we need to know that today?
I didn't say we did, but I'm saying it's an important call because I'm gonna be honest with you.
Jim, at the risk of upsetting you, I think you've missed the point. All William is saying is, by getting that information, it opens the door whether or not someone can sue. I mean, we're talking about lawyer games here.
I'm not going there.
That's not what this is about.
That's what his call was about. Why in the hell won't you let me talk? You always do that. That proves to me you're trying to cover this up, Paul. William made a great call. He made good points.
I'm not trying to cover up anything, Jim.
Okay, I don't want to get mad because I'm trying to stay in line because, you know, I've tried to do what, you know, God in heaven wants me to do. But I've got a fiery temper about stuff like this. And you know that. And I think I'm on the right side of this thing. And I think William is, too. I really believe that. I mean, you got this Shannon loudmouth running his mouth all the time. You're pro. You used to be pro Georgia. Now you go with whichever one's on top. Now you're with Georgia. That kind of irritates me. It's back and forth with you, Paul.
Jim, I have to ask you, what difference does it make?
It don't make any difference, Paul. None whatsoever. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you so much for taking my call. And adios, amigo.
Because I took 4 years of Spanish, I do understand what adios amigos means. But that's about all that I understand from that call. Larry is up next.
Oh, man. God, you're right, Paul. Come on. All that's going to come out, and you know that. Nobody knows that. Why bring it up when you don't even have all the facts? When I was married, my wife, she worked 21 years with ICU, intensive care, with children, and she'd lose some of them. And when she'd come home, and I'd come home at the same, and we'd be together, I could tell something's wrong. And that's what's happening now, man, something's wrong. And you don't need to go speculating on and just like me, when I used to work fatality, and you have people that's heartless, man, wanting to take pictures and wanting to do that, get off my scene, boy, I kill you. You know, I mean, these people got no hearts. They don't think of, and all, like you said, yeah, it shouldn't have, none of that should have been written about or said about. Let's let the people mourn, man. I go home, my wife say, what's wrong? I lost two youngins to a fatality. Yeah, let's mourn. And then we'll worry about the rest. Thank you.
Well said, Larry. Thank you. Legend is next.
Paul, don't upset Tim. You don't want him to lose his religion.
Was that an R.E.M. song, or was that a religious statement there?
Yeah, you know he's sensitive, Paul. You know he's sensitive now. You don't knock him off the course. He's easily knocked off the course. Oh, my God, what an idiot, man. Here's the reality of the situation. Paul, I'm going to give you a revolutionary statement, Paul, that you don't never forget. Young men like naked women.
I wish you hadn't told a legend. I wish you hadn't said that.
Hey, what's happened to DJ K-Dub? I ain't heard from him in a minute. Have you?
Man, I don't know. I don't know if he's still with the club or what.
Well, here's the thing. I hope you're doing all right, dude. I really do, man. I miss you if you're out there listening. But you know DJ K-Dub is a DJ at the Palace, one of the biggest strip clubs
right.
in Birmingham. So I hadn't been down there in years. It's been 10 years since I've been to a strip club. But I know for a fact that Mark Ingram, Trent Richardson, I mean, so many Alabama players came in there, Paul, after a Saturday win in Tuscaloosa. It's what young men like to do. They like naked women. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And this is crappy reporting and crappy of Jim and crappy of William. Who gives a damn if they went and seen a couple naked women? These folks are gone, man. Their parents are grieving. And y'all senseless, heartless sharks in the water looking for some blood. I think it's pathetic. That's what I think it is. I ain't no Georgia fan, but I stand up for the Georgia nation. I think it's pathetic journalism, Paul. Do you agree or don't agree?
I would agree, yes. And I don't, you know, whether I'm a fan of any school or you, that's not really the issue here. And you know, listen, I don't blame William. William spoke as a true lawyer thinking about the money, not, and I don't mean them personally. He was telling us the importance of this fact. It only relates to litigation and nothing else. And I'm surprised that Jim, of all people, would get behind the plaintiff lawyers of America.
Well, I'm not surprised. He's an ambulance-chasing dog himself. There ain't no doubt about it. He's a little cubbyhole hidden person. That's all he is. A sensitive self. Don't lose your religion, Jim. But here's the thing. These people are gone, man. Now, okay, I understand William's point, especially the two people that got hurt. Maybe there's some responsibility. But that nobody, that girl didn't want this to happen. Nobody at the University of Georgia wanted this to happen. And when you start talking intent and responsibility, I think that's crappy reporting in my book. And at least, I mean, these folks not even in the ground very much, man. I mean, it's just crappy, Paul. That's just where the media is pathetic. I like some of the local media and some of the folks like Rick Carly and some of the folks on the news. They good people. You can tell they good people. But on these newspapers, that's why newspapers are obsolete and need just go on and be buried and be done with it. Let's read it online. It's just crappy reporting. Now, let me say this about J.K. today. Good call by him. Been some great calls today. I agree with him, man. Dak Prescott, garbage, Paul. You tried to tell me Friday. I asked you Friday. I told you I was with the Cowboys. You tried to tell me to stick with the Spencer Bennett.
I tried to warn
NFL,
you.
Brock Purdy. You tried to warn me. Dak Prescott, he's a Mississippi State 8-4 quarterback. He's an NFL quarterback that ain't never, ever going to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's just pathetic, man. It's just pathetic. Hey, Paul, honestly, before I get off, did you ever think Jalen Hurts would turn into the quarterback that he had?
No, I did not.
Man, when he was a freshman at Alabama, I thought, this guy can't even throw a pass. He can't even throw a pass. You know, it could come down between LSU and Alabama. Let me say this. What's his name, the guy in the first hour, Kottmeyer? What was his name, the guy in the first hour?
Blake Kottmeyer.
Yeah, let me say this to him. Yeah, that was a dumb statement. You're just looking for something, Alabama. We have to deal with LSU every year, dude. Jordan Jefferson, I mean, come on. Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow. We have to deal with LSU. LSU ain't quit being a juggernaut maybe 1 year or so. We have to deal with LSU every friggin' year. So get your facts straight. It's about us getting right. And when we get right, nothing else will matter, baby. Love you, Paul. Peace out.
Thank you very much. Again, this is a we'll be right back with more of your phone calls after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back as we continue here Monday night. First Monday night since August. There has not been a football game. Todd is up next. Hello,
hey,
Todd.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing
hey,
well.
Hey, Paul. Can you?
Yes,
hey,
I can.
Hey, listen, I just had to, sir?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay. I just had two or three things to say. I hadn't been able to listen today much. I've been to the dentist. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, had you talked to Augie today?
Nothing from Augie, no.
Okay. My church, Bay Springs Baptist Church, Francis is on our prayer list down there. But anyway, we're going to pray for her. But also, when Brock Meyer was on earlier today, Paul, telling us the problems we have, how can we have that many problems? And we're going to start the season next year in second or third place.
Yeah, I would say Alabama will be no lower than third.
Right. That don't make sense, but I guess maybe compared to what we normally are, well, maybe we do.
Yeah,
have
but you know, I've said this a million times, Todd, but Alabama is not compared to anyone else. Alabama under Saban is compared to perfection. So if it isn't the best, then it seems like something is wrong.
Yeah. Also, I want to reflect on what Legend was saying. Paul, God has took care of that deal with them kids over there. That's already been taken care of. It really don't need to. Yeah, I mean, I reflect everything he says. Let God handle that. You know what I mean?
I do. I hope I do.
Thank you, Paul, for taking my call. I love you, brother.
Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you, Todd. Jeremy is in Mississippi. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I got a couple things. Of course, I'm a hottie-totty through and through, you know, Ole Miss. And when that coaching search was going on at Auburn, you know, they wanted Lane Kiffin. And they were about ready, and then they wound up as, I guess, a consolation prize, as I hate to say it. You know, that's the way they looked at it and viewed it with Hugh Freeze. But he's not a consolation prize. I mean, all of a sudden now they've changed the narrative. They were ready to burn the stadium down, come in with pitchforks, and run him out of town for every step putting Auburn over there on campus. And but it's strange how he gets in there and works his tail off in recruiting, and they just all of a sudden changed the narrative on everything. And it just amazes me how quickly he was able to change the narrative on how they were thinking over there.
Well, again, all we're looking at are tea leaves at the moment, but Jeremy, I think Freeze has done a pretty good job of changing everything. He's bringing a lot of players in there. He's hired a good staff, and we're not really looking at Auburn as a doormat anymore. So he's been successful at a time when he really needed to be successful. Thank you for the call. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon, Paul Feinbaum. I tell you, you got an array of conversation going on here.
Yes, we do.
I heard you say earlier in the program that I was a caller of many colors. I took that as a compliment.
It was meant that way.
Is that like the big coloring, you know, the color box, the stadium seat colors with the
colors? Well, more like a man for all seasons.
Yeah, there you go. What's that? A Renaissance man.
Yes.
I like that. Renaissance. Yeah, there you go. I mean, you got newspaper articles, and I agree with – I don't understand. If you're not going to connect dots in with newspapers and reporting and that kind of thing, shut your pie hole.
Do you know what? If you have to explain what you wrote, then you didn't do a very good job.
That's exactly right. And you know, it sucks in this world. There's a time for the grieving because it's happened all our lives. But then there's this business side of things, and it don't give a damn about nothing but the business side of it. And it will be done. And that's just the way that works. I mean, whether we agree with it or disagree with it, whatever, that's just part of the process. You know, Paul, you got preachers writing their sermons from your show because that's the real people. That's the people being real people. You know, William Shatner broke he broke all kinds of conversation on TV on Star Trek, and you know why he did, don't you?
I don't know.
Because he kissed, you know, William Shatner kissed that lady, his first interracial kiss on TV.
Oh, okay.
With O'Hara, you know, the lady that worked on her computer over there to the side. I think I broke radio history myself. Has God ever fought it on anybody on national radio around the world in the universe? on TV? Has God ever farted on anybody? Probably not. But you know what? He did make us in his image. Have a good day.
AJ is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, before I start my call, would you please qualify me to intellectually speak? Because yes. Shannon from Georgia said I wasn't qualified.
You are qualified.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What I want to talk about is, first of all, the root word for the show tonight that I'm gathering, and I really appreciate Larry for Saturday night. I meant to tell you about the Battle Royale. Saturday night, Larry forgot the metal chair, and he brought a PVC plastic chair, and so I'm able to call tonight. And so I'm in good health. So just in case anybody's wondering, Larry didn't get me with a chair and the turnbuckle. But no, I'd like to address Shannon from Georgia. And didn't you say that you operate on facts? Because
Legend
said the word facts, Larry said the word facts, and you said the word facts throughout this show. You operate on facts, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I just happened to. Could I intellectually speak factually to Shannon?
Please
about
do.
I took the time to look up what a dynasty means, what the definition of a dynasty is. And right here, I'll read it to you, Paul. A dynasty in sports is a team that excels among their division, league, and or sport over an extended period of time. In quotations, multiple seasons, for example. And then it says dynasties are usually realized after the fact. So Georgia seems to be finding their dynasty presently while they're in the middle of trying to establish it. Am I lying or am I wrong? I mean, am I wrong or right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to agree with you just for coherence. And
I understand. Well, so I would, and I'm an Auburn fan, but I would qualify Alabama as having a dynasty, but I'm not yet sold out on Georgia as having a dynasty or you know.
Well, I don't think you can legitimately say that they are in the midst of a dynasty, having won two straight.
Right.
But by no means have they accomplished it. Alabama accomplished it. Now we're just simply trying to determine
after the fact.
Yeah, what the life expectancy of the Alabama dynasty is. Hey, thanks for the call. We're up against a break. We still have a little bit of time left on this Monday night.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And Judy is up next in Florida. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I appreciate your show. I appreciate your integrity. And I admire how you handle people with dignity, people that are so – they make promises they don't keep, and I'm referring to Jim from Alabama, I believe it's Tuscaloosa. I'm not sure, but correct. It's in Alabama. And he promised that he was going to stop watching your show or listening to your show. And he said that he helped make or create your show, listeners like him. I have to disagree with that, and I really would appreciate it if he would keep his promise. And I'm sure I'm not just speaking on behalf of myself. It's offensive when I listen to someone like that attack you like he did. I know you're a grown man. You handle yourself, but it's just offensive. And he gives Alabama a bad name, and I don't like it. But I do like your show, and
well,
I appreciate
thank
when
you,
I
Judy.
Hear people like – I appreciate Larry. I hope and pray he's doing well. And the judgmental crap, personal judgmental stuff that they do and say, it's got – they got to stop that. I'm not talking about Larry or anybody. I'm just talking about the way he attacked – Jim attacked you, I have to say, very offensive. And keep your promise, Jim, and don't call anymore. Please don't listen. You know, he's not going to miss your one listening iota, you know? He won't do it. His show is not going to suffer. He's very well-known and very well-liked. So don't listen anymore, Jim. Please don't call back. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Judy.
You, Paul.
Thank you very much. First-time caller and already one of my favorite callers. Melanie is up next in Georgia. Hello, Melanie.
Hey, Paul. It's your girl, Mel. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
How about them dogs, Paul? They brought it home.
Hard to believe. Only 2 weeks. It's only been 2 weeks ago tonight that they were winning the title again.
I know, but like that Ohio State game, like I didn't have my defibrillator right there, and it got pretty rough there.
I'm sure the cardiologists in Atlanta about midnight were working overdrive.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and you know, I know we're all trying to get through these, you know, valleys and peaks and all that. It's rough, but it's part of life, and we get through it. And you know, I pray for all those families out there that have gone through what they've gone through. But I do, on a kind of funny note, I want to end it with an attorney joke, okay?
Of course.
Hey, Paul, do you know what a firm and attorney have in common?
Do I know what a firm and an
no,
attorney?
No, no, no. Oh. Firm.
Oh,
S
oh,
as
okay.
In
oh,
Sam,
let me start over again.
P as in Paul.
Yeah, no, I got you. I was
firm
thinking.
Firm and an attorney have in common.
Do I know what a sperm and an attorney have in common? I do not.
They both have a 1 in a million chance of becoming a human being.
I like that.
I know. Isn't that cute?
Well, I mean, there's another one you know, what's the difference between pond scum and an attorney? Do you know that one?
I don't. No, I don't.
I'm gonna retire on yours, Melanie. Thanks so much. I like that joke.
Yeah.
Difference between sperm and an attorney. I'll give you the punchline on the other one in a minute. Scott is up next in Portland.
Hey, Paul, I hope you're well.
We are. Thank you.
Listen, I had a question about name, image, and likeness. I know it's still kind of developing, but isn't it possible that this would be done in a way that would kind of get past scholarship limits so you could offer somebody a deal on name, image, and likeness and not have it count towards a scholarship?
Perhaps, but I think that's already left. I think that train's already gone, though, because of all these state laws.
So I guess I'm wondering, could you possibly have more than whatever the limit is on players on your team above the scholarship limits?
No. I mean, ultimately, at the moment, the NCAA rules are still the the controlling moral compass, so to speak.
But if they're a walk-on,
yeah,
I didn't think walk-ons counted towards your scholarship limit. So I can't remember what the number is, but say it's 80 scholarship players, and you could still have 20 walk-ons, right?
You could. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any rule on walk-ons.
So you could do your name, image, and likeness. Yeah, but you could do your name, image, and likeness deals and have these players treated as walk-ons. You just don't put on scholarship, right?
Yeah, I mean, by the way, Scott, as I'm comprehending your question, I do think you could probably finagle the system to a point. I do agree with you on that. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Okay, Randy, here's a joke I was trying to ask. So she asked about the difference between a sperm and a lawyer, and one has a, what did she say?
One in 1 million.
So my question is, what is the difference between a lawyer and a catfish? The answer is, one is a slimy, bottom-dwelling scum sucker, and the other is a fish. Yeah. It's the oldest lawyer joke in the world. And it's not the last one you will hear this week. We're out of time. Thanks so much for being a part of the program. We'll do this again tomorrow. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.